But on yesterday's show, we talked about an issue that's near and dear to me, this show, and our community, and that is the A-10. For the last week or so, we've had politicians running around spiking the football about the A-10, saying that they had extended the life of the A-10 through their hard work to 2022, that we had bought 6 years, not only to continue to protect our troops with the greatest close air support plane in the inventory at this point, but it would also give us 6 more years to find a new mission for Davis Mountain Air Force Base. Well, yesterday I exposed all of that as to be false. With the president's budget, the language clearly says something different. But I know that a lot of people, you know, as we were the first one to be on the story a couple of years ago, they think I'm sounding the panic button. So what I thought I would do, it being Thursday, would be invite the father of the F-18, the father of the A-10, the member of the original fighter mafia, Pierre Spray, back onto the show. Pierre, welcome to 104.1 KQTH.
Hey, delighted to be back. Glad to join the circus.
Love having you on the circus, Pierre. And when this story, I found this yesterday, of course, I immediately thought about you, and I called you and asked you if you knew about it. And of course you did, Pierre Spray. You were the one who warned us a couple of weeks ago, look, don't take your eye off the ball. The Air Force, they're saying this now, but the real reason is that the F-35 is not ready to go. And you also said you wouldn't be surprised if, you know, down the line there would be some shenanigans. And we didn't have to wait very long, Pierre.
Shorter than we thought.
Absolutely. So what is going on with this, with the president's budget, with the Air Force? Is this something that the president's team or whoever's doing the budget got wrong, or was there a mistake on the Air Force part? Because we've been told by our representatives that this thing is going to be good until 2022.
All right. Let's deal first with the formalities, then let's deal with the real story.
Okay.
The formalities don't really count, but the formalities are that the chief of staff and the head of the Air Combat Command, four-star head, said, well, they made some announcements about, well, it really looks like the A-10s are needed by the combat commanders out in CENTCOM in the Middle East, and, you know, we don't have any other airplanes to send them, so, you know, we'll extend the A-10 for a while. And they made it sound like they would extend it to 2022. That's not really what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
What they were really saying was, we'll give up on this fight for 2 years, right? Because the Congress has handed our butts to us for 3 years on not letting us cancel the A-10. And, you know, the president chief of staff, is leaving this summer, so he can't carry the fight forward. I'm sure the Secretary of Defense is tired of fighting the fight. The Secretary of the Air Force is busy bucking to be the next Secretary of Defense in the next administration, so she wants to be real nice to the Congress. So everybody is sick of the fight, right? So basically, they very temporarily threw in the towel and then announced it in this very, you know, how shall we say, typically PR, not quite true way. And what they were saying was, really, was that the last of the A-10s would be killed in 2022. Not that they would start divesting them, that they would get rid of the last one in 2022. And what they really intend to do in the formal budget, which I'll get back to again because it doesn't mean a thing, but in the formal budget, what they're really saying is, we're instead of divesting this year, which we really wanted to do, we're going to wait 2 years. And then we'll be right back at you to get rid of this thing that's such a pain in our butt and a thorn in our side. And now they're busy making unbelievable interviews with the press about why they did this. Of course, the press is all over it right now, saying, you know, well, for 3 years you've been telling us we got to get rid of this airplane, we don't need it, and we need the money, and all of a sudden you're saying, you know, we're not going to get rid of it. Why is that? So they're coming up with lovely, lovely fairy tales about how the airplane is still no good, but, you know, in the interests of, you know, the present so-called emergency, we got to extend it for a little while and then get rid of it. That's basically the line they're putting out. Now, the reason you don't have to pay any attention to any of that
okay.
is that, you know, they're referring to the five-year plan of the Pentagon. That's when they say we'll be back in 2018. That means in fiscal year 2018, we're going to start taking out money for the A-10s, and the A-10s are going to start to disappear, and they'll be gone by 2022. That's never, never land. You know, in the world of real money and real budgets, nothing counts but the budget right in front of us. The fiscal year 17 budget, which the Congress is going to vote on, nobody cares about anything beyond that because they know next year they're going to change it anyhow. See, the five-year plan, all the out years, the future years, they're like fairy tales. You know, if it's convenient to them to change it next year, it'll change, you know. If this year they want to say we want 10 carriers, they can come back next year and say we want 14 next year. Doesn't matter. You know, because it's just the out year. There's no commitment. There's no checks being signed. The only checks being signed are for this year. And so that's all anybody cares about. And
okay.
In fact, they could easily come back next year, even though they promised not to. They could easily come back next year and say, we changed our mind. We need to cancel the 810 this year. So all those out years are like, you know, irrelevant. Don't even bother arguing about them.
So when we have the politicians who are running around saying, you know, we have to 2022, are they aware that it's all smoke and mirrors too?
Of course they're aware that it doesn't mean anything because they're not even going to be around. So they could care less. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Out years don't exist. They're smoke and mirrors. But the only year that exists is the year that the Congress is voting on now, because when they vote, it's like writing a check. Now they're committed to pay the money. So that counts a lot. That's what everybody worries about. And of course, it is a huge upheaval that all of a sudden the Air Force said, no, we're not going to cut the A-10 this year. That's, of course, very meaningful. It means they threw in the towel for the meanwhile.
Okay.
For whatever political reasons they have, and I told you what I thought they were, which is, you know, they're tired of tangling with the Congress. It isn't working. It's antagonizing people in the Congress. It affects the flow of other money that they really want, like bomber money and F-35 money. So, you know, very sensibly, I think they put their heads together and say, hey, we don't need to tangle with the Congress over the piddly $4 billion for the next 4 years for the A-10. Let's just pull in our horns. We'll make up some excuses. Our PR people will make up some excuses, and we'll walk away from this one. And we'll come back, you know, when all the uproar over the A-10 dies down, and we'll get rid of it then.
So the check that's being written right now in Congress for this budget covers the A-10 for how long?
For 1 year.
For 1 year.
This whole game just goes 1 year at a time. I mean, if you were running a company, this would be the craziest way ever to run anything, right?
So what you're saying is you know, where we were sort of to kind of let our guard down. Actually, you warned us against this last time we spoke. But we have a lot of people in the community that are letting their guard down because they believe that, you know, we don't have to really ramp back up if we're going to have this fight until 2022. And the reality is we have to ramp back up now.
Absolutely. You know, we're good for this year. They're not going to come back and directly kill the airplane through the budget. Now, they could easily kill it by continuing to scrap airplanes at Davis-Monthan, getting rid of spare parts, you know, stealing maintenance men out of the A-10 squadrons, whatever. So obviously you have to be vigilant against that even this year, because there's, you know, when you have a determined bureaucracy, there's no end to their creativity in end running the law and end running, you know, what the soldiers need. So you got to keep your eyes open to every part of the A-10 chain to make sure they're not killing it at the front end of the chain or the back end of the chain, or they could even kill it by not training pilots.
Well, and that's another concern. That's another concern that's going on here.
Yeah,
we're talking with Pierre Spray, the father of the A-10. And I keep saying the F-18. Am I right?
No, it's the F-16.
The F-16.
Although the F-18 grew out of the same airplane because the F-18 is a degraded version of
Right.
the F-17, which was the loser to the F-16
Yes.
in the F-16 flyoff.
And
So.
I've got that all on podcast too. That was a beautiful discussion that day. And when we talk about, because part of this whole thing, because I asked a question, okay, now that, well, back when we were, I was reading the Air Force press on this, okay, if we re-up the A-10 for to 2022 because, you know, we're involved in this fight in ISIS, what about the training of the pilots? What about, you know, the flight times? Will they increase? Will we bring more pilots into the program? What about the maintenance crew? I asked that question before, and again, there hasn't been too much talk about that, those particulars, has there?
Well, there's been a lot of talk, you know, in among the A-10 proponents, and of course, everybody is on the lookout for, you know, for game playing and trying to strangle some part of the A-10 chain or not. And thankfully, you know, the coalition in the Congress that supports the A-10 and understands how important it is to the troops. They're willing to go to bat on this kind of thing. You know, the Congress has the power to investigate any time. If spare parts are running out, they can investigate that. If pilots aren't being trained, they can investigate that. And fortunately, there are plenty of people in the Congress now willing to do that mainly because of how much support the A-10 has in the public. And
Well, it's
a lot of that is due to guys like you and other people in the media who understand the issue, understand the troops versus the generals.
In the meantime, Pierre Spray, the F-35 is continuing to like crumble right before our eyes. I mean, there's more and more news reports out about the audacity, the how much the thing costs, how it does not work. We went through a report card list the other day of all of the things that are malfunctioning, things that you told us maybe about 6 months ago that's just showing up in the newspapers now. But it's like the press has caught on. We even have some contracts that are being canceled by countries because of the boondoggle this plane is, and yet they still push it.
Of course they do. And if you're interested in catching up on all the latest failures and atrocities in the program, there's a beautiful 45-page report put out by the Director of Operational Test and Evaluation, one of the gutsiest reports ever put out in the Pentagon. If you want to talk a little about that next week, I'll be happy to talk about it.
And we will do just that, Pierre Spray. Thank you very much. We're gonna talk about that next week, my friend. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Great. Good fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pierre Spray, the father of the A-10, the F-16, which of course the 17 came along, which was a knockoff, and then the 18, which sucked, and the F-16 is still capable today. The most knowledgeable individual we speak to on this issue. Weighing in on what I broke yesterday. No, we only have a year. It's worse than I thought, actually. We only have a year, which means it's time to go back to gird up our loins to fight for this and for our troops on the ground. Because once again, the A-10 is the best close air support craft devised by man. You're listening to 104.1 KQTH Tucson's News and Talk.